Twirl on the old microphones. We're twirling on the microphones today.
Just flirting with the mics.
Just flirt. Ooh, I like that.
Thank you.
We are, We're on Radio Laurier this morning. It's Williams and Williams. We're mailing it in.
Yeah.
So, we got nothing. Nothing. We got nothing for today's show.
Completely unprepared.
With that being said, you guys out there listening, loving the world today, tweet us, text us, Instagram us, send us on Facebook. Let us know, okay? We're on Instagram at WilliesWorld_2, Facebook at WilliamsWorld. Connect with us on Twitter at WilliamsWorld_2.
Yep.
WillDog30.
Two G's.
What is going on? And overall, we need something to talk about. So send us your questions. Send us your topics.
We're counting on you guys.
We'll get to them. Yes. But we mailed it in, so we have nothing.
Yeah.
So as you can see, we're just kind of doing our best to kill time until we get our first question.
Well, we have a couple.
Yeah, we do have a couple already. We could use a couple more, though, for sure.
Of course. Long
for
show.
For sure.
Long show. Friday before reading week.
Yes.
Bingo. Hence why we're mailing it in, because we've both been doing a lot of schoolwork lately and
tons.
You know, I think we deserve a little break from the work.
Definitely a lot of a break from the work. I think I deserve at least. We both said we're getting kind of sick too, and I think that's might be common for folk around this parts.
Of course, yeah.
During these times.
For sure.
It's a tough time out there in the world. We've noticed a lot of things going on.
Mm-hmm.
So just help us out and send us what you want to talk about with those things.
For sure. I'm good with that.
But we do have some songs to play on today's show.
Of course.
Obviously. We have some other things that we want to get to.
Yeah, we'll still do like a similar breakdown of the show.
We are going to break down some lyrics. We decide we'll do that.
Yeah, for sure.
What song are we doing today, Marcus?
We're doing Sam Hunt's new one, Body Like a Back.
Are you that good? Hey, we're on Facebook Live, too, so send it.
Live questions.
We'll it's get them live. So that means anybody can tell. Friend or foe? Foster puppy that eats about half a tub of protein
powder. Well, anyone who eats a half a tub of protein powder.
Game.
Now, for the owner,
yep.
Probably faux situation. Let's go on there.
Big time mess. Big time mess. Interesting. Friend of the show, BioSteel. Shout out. They might be our first sponsor. Special sponsors.
Yeah, quite a few.
Yeah. So that'll be exciting. But yeah, so love that.
Dog's a friend of the show.
And he looks happy. He looks strong. Yeah.
Well, sit in his stomach.
Good call. Really good call, actually, Mark. That was...
You don't think I know my protein
Well,
powders?
No, I'm just really impressed that before.
Ever?
Ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was old internet. Caused Mark some problems.
Ooh, this is a good one. Sent to us on Twitter by at The Real Statsman. And he asks...
Hey, well, idiots.
Yeah.
Create a new sport.
Try and figure this out one. Figure this one out. What surface should this sport be played on? Let's start with that.
Okay, well, before I was thinking about it, and in the summer, right, you know how Facebook like gives you your memories to ask, man?
Yes.
I'm going to try to find it quickly on my Facebook, but grade 9, but 2008, saying if God wants our hands or something, because I was like in a big phase where I was like, screw soccer, like, you know what I mean? But, I don't know, I heard it, I'm sure I heard it somewhere. I don't know if I made it up. If I did,
if God didn't want to use your arms to run in soccer, just so you know.
Yeah, but
fight off defenders.
What about ostriches? They run.
Yeah, ever.
Soccer players can't fly either.
Well, if they take planes, they can.
Yeah, but anyways, so I got to thinking about it.
Yeah.
How would this actually work?
Mm-hmm.
Arm length.
High fives are
off.
Big in soccer.
You need someone with arms to squirt water in your mouth.
What sport did you invent?
Oh, so I started thinking about it. So to solve these two armless goalies, there'd be
so you're creating a
lots of rebounds, obviously, with the goalies.
Yeah, because they can't cover the ball.
No, you gotta take them. The refs, where now don't ask me how they get the sock, and then obviously they gotta run around with the whistle in their mouth. Someone has to play when they run around, blow the whistle, red card, lift up the one leg.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I got a red card, I'm out of here. And they scurry off the field.
That was an easy one.
Yeah.
So do you think...
Haven't thought about the name.
Perfect.
I feel like it, but it's
perfect. That's perfect. Yeah, so I was thinking this kind of...
A little bit, yeah. Not... I haven't watched it.
So basically, it's like a combination between basketball and baseball. So you shoot to get... The other caveat is you can, like, psych them out by, like, saying things to them or, like miss and screw up.
Yep.
So I was thinking that instead of...
Ooh.
Hawkball.
So it has to be on ice. Sticks for what?
Lacrosse sticks.
What?
Yeah, crazy. So to his receivers,
yeah,
who are catching with the crossballs, or he's got a hand up.
So full contact.
Full contact.
You start on the... One quarterback gets it. Is it like football formation? Like guys are out wide?
Yeah, you could... I mean, you could... Sure.
Okay, and then quarterback gets it. He can throw or hand it off. Maybe we could do that too. Yeah, probably. I feel like completing a pass would be, I don't know, I guess not. But like...
How is it? How?
The defense.
Well, maybe the defense doesn't have sticks.
I guess. I don't know. It'd be tough.
Why would that be?
How hard it is to pivot when you're to pivot on ice like that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they're skating.
You know what I mean? Yeah, but maybe that's what they said about hockey in the first place.
Well,
on ice? What do you mean?
Or another sport. And this one's kind of like water polo arena.
So square. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I just meant 20 feet apart. Small dodgeball. Small circular dodgeball.
Mm-hmm.
A dodgeball softness. Maybe even you go with a hardball if you want.
Yeah.
Like, you're on your knees in these nets, and you throw the ball at the net, and you got to make stop.
How many players in this league?
No, but you could do tournaments of it.
Oh yeah.
It would be.
Yeah.
Boom.
Wow. So and you can't leave your knees.
No, and you go to your feet.
Right.
Can't stand up.
So have to have really good core.
Yes. Exactly. Obviously.
Can't be a mental marshmallow.
What does that mean?
That's always says, especially the Webs.
He tells Webs not to be a mental marshmallow?
Or just tells him that he is a mental marshmallow. Webs, you're a mental marshmallow.
That is such a...
sense to me, really, I think. You marshmallows, soft.
Yeah.
Mental. You don't have that mental strength that it takes to sometimes compete.
See, the thing about the brain, some people's mental marshmallows are a little bit tougher than other people's mental marshmallows. But then again, each his own. Teach his own, Mark.
Teach his own.
Are you doing an assignment right now? What are you doing?
Honestly.
Okay. Do we have any other questions we got to get to? So those would be our sports, but I think they could make a big comeback. Especially the hockey one on ice, the football on ice. That'd be dope.
I think a lot of skate blades, like flailing, or like you got a cleat in the midsection.
Oh, we just have good medical staff.
Yeah. Might be some big game.
Yeah, the game that we all grew up loving. Oh,
my
God. Hawkball star under the big lights, the bright lights.
Right.
I have one. Vine makes a comeback.
Wow.
People miss Vine.
Yeah, for sure. Especially some vines floating around it.
Yeah, and like,
I don't know how to make a gif.
No, and you got to save it as a file.
That's weird.
I think. I don't know.
You had to make a vine, though. No? Made a few with Riggins back then. Well, I had the Vine account. You just kind of shared it with me. Yeah.
He was a guest star.
Yeah, like, I don't think...
Whoa!
Are we all wrong? I think I was the only... Or he was the only one to be in my Vine account. Like, I don't think I...
Account? Is it really their Vine account?
Well, I have my name on it. I mean,
I'm on bathroom stalls all the time.
Weird. Well...
Like...
What? And why do you have a gun? Why do you have a pen in there?
Well, that... I mean... Are you ever going to be in there to enjoy it with someone? No.
No, definitely not.
So,
but you ever see Dumb and Dumber?
I have seen it. I don't know what you're...
bathroom stall. Like they're on their road trip, right? He's like looking at like all the writing on the urinal. And one of it says love or something. And he looks at his watch. It goes right to 2:15 and the door ends up being Seabass. The guy who he threw the salt on before.
Yep.
Hammer.
Cameo. Good guy with the Boston Bruins right now.
Yeah, fired his coach.
Definitely.
Because
we're doing that today.
Yeah.
We didn't mail that segment in. That's a staple. All right, why don't we get to our lyrical breakdown?
Okay.
Play
a song, take a breath. No doubt.
We can't always get you where you want to go, but we're doing our best. I was thinking, like, what's the future going to hold? Are roads going to be a thing? Or is this, like, flying? Oh! We'll get to that later. But more transportation talk. We got a big trail like a back road, Sam Hunt. Should we get to this question? We'll get this.
Sounds good to me.
I don't know. Oh, all right. So we'll be back after these short messages.
From Sam Hunt.
From Sam Hunt. good guy. Used to be a quarterback for a university in the States, a college in the States.
Yeah, I don't know where he went either. You know what Raz told me about Sam Hunt, though?
No.
This new album? Yeah, how would you know, really?
Yeah.
This new album, he wrote, which it might ruin it for everyone, but he wrote entirely on a toilet.
That's where he likes to write.
Yeah.
I remember hearing that too, actually. Yeah. That's where he writes.
Yeah.
He'll just go lock himself in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't necessarily, he's not always using the toilet, right. But, like, he'll lock himself in the bathroom and sit there, and that's where he writes.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat, actually. That's a fun fact that you probably won't get those facts anywhere else.
Oh.
Even though I already heard it, but.
Only here.
All right. So, Sam Hunt, body like a back road. he's got a girl from the south side. Got braids in her hair.
Yep.
First time I see her walk by, man, wow. I about fell off my chair.
Yeah. Had to get her number. Took me like 6 weeks.
Now so. Me and her go way back, like Cadillac seats. That, I love that lyric. I love that song. I love that metaphor. I love that, it's a simile, sorry. I love that simile. And it just puts a visual picture in my head. And yeah. I love it. Because if you've ever been to a Cadillac, which probably a lot of you guys haven't, because obviously, I mean, we know Cadillac's a very high and fancy car, and our viewership is not well off. I've been in a Cadillac, though, because of how rich and powerful of a human I am. Mark, I know you've been in at least 12 Cadillacs.
Yeah, 13, maybe 14.
Yeah, so we know about Cadillacs and the seats, and they do go way back. They recline.
Yeah. Also, Sam Hunt and the girl go way back.
Like the Cadillacs?
Do you know the story of Sam Hunt and the girl?
Montebello.
Yeah.
I know it.
And the other new song there, Drinking Too Much?
Yep. That was how we got her back.
Yeah. But that, like, it's an old song, obviously. They're engaged now.
Yeah.
So I think he didn't want to jinx it.
Which I'm a little skeptical about that, you know?
Why?
She didn't love him now, but now he wrote this amazing album, and now she's into it?
Seemed, from the song, he seemed like...
But I guess Sam Hunt loves her, so...
Hey, love's love, man.
Love is love.
Can't do anything about it.
Love's like a glove. If it fits, it fits. If it doesn't...
Can't wear it.
You quit.
Throw it out.
Yeah.
Or just let it go.
Let the glove go.
Let the glove go.
Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 50 and a 30, I ain't no hurry. I'm gonna take it slow, just as fast as I can. So that juxtaposition there, I think they call it in the English learning. It's a juxtaposition. He's going to take it slow just as fast as he can.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you think it doesn't make sense, but it does because it's a juxtaposition.
Actually, it is.
I'm pretty sure. You guys look it up.
Feel free. Look
maybe
it up.
Maybe I'm lying. Maybe I'm not. You'll never know if you don't look it up.
All 200 of you. Look it up. Let us know.
How about all the questions we got from our audience, though?
Yeah, folks.
We won't be able to get to even half of them.
No.
Because of how many we got. We only have an hour and a half to do.
I had to turn off my Instagram.
Oh my God, it was ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely nuts how many DMs we got. Right, well, thank you guys for that, by the way.
Yeah, appreciate it.
That's awesome. So, the way she fit in them blue jeans, she don't need no belt. And actually, I've noticed when I've talked this with Michael, a lot of girls don't wear belts.
No, yeah.
It's not a thing.
Honestly, I wouldn't be caught dead without a belt.
That's what I said. I was like, I'm not wearing one today.
Yeah, whatever.
It's a Friday. I mailed it in. I didn't want to put a belt on.
Oh, of course.
But I always, if I'm going out at least, I'll always put a belt on.
Like, guys wear belts.
Yeah.
Unless you're from Letterkenny.
True.
Because he buys jeans that fit, so he doesn't need a belt.
Which makes sense, I guess. But, obviously, okay, my jeans fit. I don't wear it for the holding up purpose. I wear it because I think I look stupid without a belt on.
Depends what shirt you're wearing, in my opinion. If you're wearing a tucked-in shirt, you gotta have a belt on.
Yeah, no doubt. Or I'd rather...
But Letterkenny, Jared Kelso there doesn't wear a belt, and he tucks his shirt in. Fight talk.
Yep, he does. But also he's acting, you know?
Yeah. We're out here in the boondocks with the breeze and the birds. Interesting. Yeah. You know? Because normally the expression would go with the birds and the bees.
Yep. But you gotta rhyme it.
He said no. No. Breeze and birds. Tangled up in the tall grass.
My lips on hers.
Nice. They're kissing.
Yep.
They're kissing.
And where's he headed?
What?
On the highway to heaven.
Ooh.
Headed south for a smile.
Whoa. Whoa. Sam.
Get there when we get there.
Sam.
Every inch is a mile.
Sam.
Ties it all together, man. Love it.
But Sam's saying he's got his lips on hers, but he's on a highway to heaven headed south, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, up for a smile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
South, like downtown.
Yeah.
Where the grass is a little greener, if you know what I mean.
Hopefully the grass is cut.
Oh, Mark, come on. It can be green. Wait, no, I can't. That's a bad thing. Get there when we get there. Every inch is a mile.
Yeah, great. That one's my favorite.
So, what's he saying? That she's really tall?
No, he's just saying about him not being in a hurry.
Oh,
whatever.
Okay.
And it's like looking at a map, you know, the scale. So,
oh,
on the inches a mile.
Yeah. Nice. You put a scale.
Also, Dumb and Dumber reference. According to this map, you only move 3 inches.
Nice. The other thing that we should probably talk to is his one line, body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed.
Mm-hmm.
Not safe, Sam.
No, definitely not.
You shouldn't do that. Always keep your eyes on the road.
Hands care.
At 10 and 2.
You don't care if you know the road. Like
cell phone, wireless options. Get that hands-free going.
Yeah, Bluetooth.
Let's be safe. Like, I get it. You're driving 15 to take it. You know, you're going slow with it. But open your eyes, man. Nobody needs to get injured.
No.
No.
Especially when you got a girl in your Cadillac seat with you, too. You got two lives in your hand.
Yeah, and she's reclined. She's probably not even sitting in a proper driving position.
Her eyes are probably closed, too, if she's reclined.
Oh, this is... Sam, we got to have some safety here. I'm going to take it slow as fast as I can. Body like a back road, driving my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back. Where's the line about it? Her taking her pants off?
But I can turn them inside out. I don't need no help.
Where is it?
Yeah.
Right here?
Fitting in blue jeans.
Yeah.
Showing me don't.
Oh, we did talk about this.
Yeah, but we
didn't get to the second
one. We skipped
the
rest of it.
So, what? Wait. The way she fit in the blue jeans, she don't need no help. But I can take them inside out.
I can turn them.
Oh, frickers.
I can turn them inside out. I don't need no help.
So oh, she don't need no belt.
Yeah.
And he can. What?
And he don't need no help.
Because he can take them off.
Yeah.
Without help. Good for him. Like, why is he bragging about that?
I can take jeans off too, Sam.
Yeah. God. Think you're special? No, you're not. You're not special. We can all take our jeans off.
Yeah. Turn my jeans inside out wherever I want. I don't need your help.
Maybe we
Sam.
Should start wearing jeans inside out.
Could that be a new trend?
I don't know. I wonder what they look like. I've never really, I'm sure I've seen them.
We got a bold prediction.
Ooh.
From Tanya.
So, Sister are we Connor. Wrapping up this?
We'll come back to it in a sec.
Okay.
From Sister Tanya all the way from Equalit.
Sister Tanya.
Yep.
So, is she part of what religious group? If she's Sister Tanya.
Catholicism.
Catholicism, okay.
Yeah.
So, is she working to become a mother? Or is she still a sister?
I don't know. We haven't heard that from her yet. She's going to be a mother.
Interesting.
But... You know, we're all fingers crossed. Whatever she does
in
her life,
she's passionate. You got to study. It takes a while. Not something that happens overnight.
For sure. No, of course not.
I think it's a 9-month program in Catholicism.
Yeah, you become a mother.
I think so.
Fair enough.
I think so.
She's up in Equalit right now for work. None of it?
Equalit.
Equalit, I say.
Well, you're wrong now.
I'm going to roll with it.
You're wrong. You say it wrong.
She's got a bold prediction. Ivanka Trump and Justin Trudeau.
Whoa.
Getting together.
Is that the prediction?
Yeah.
That's bold.
You see those pictures that were of her, like, looking at him?
Well, yeah, but those are such candid photos that she could be doing anything.
Well, she looks interested.
Maybe he was saying something interesting.
Could be, but in that moment, Troy, we don't know what he was saying.
And I'm sure she finds him more attractive than she finds Donald.
No, Ivanka is a daughter.
Oh! Well, then, yeah, let's set it up.
Right?
I thought, I don't know. No, Ivanka's the mom. The wife of Donald, isn't she? Where's our fact checkers?
Oh, Ivanka's a daughter.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, go for it. Although Justin's married with kids, and I don't want my prime minister being one of those key party attendants flopping around out there, swinging his hips all over the place. Nah, I say no dice.
No dice.
But I'm sure she would see him, and a lot of people think he's attractive. Great hair.
Great hair.
He's got great hair. Sam Hunt also has great hair, although he cuts it short. So we did Sam Hunt's Body Like a Back Road. Thanks for stopping by, Sam.
Appreciate that. Just passing through on the back roads there.
Is he coming in for an interview today?
I don't know. I haven't checked my email yet, actually. Should probably get on that.
Yeah. We were in talks with him, so it was kind of a last minute. Yeah, hey, I might be in Waterloo. I might not. I don't know. We'll see.
We didn't get our hopes up. Though.
Yeah. So, no, don't get your hopes up.
Actually, I think...
Our computer's freezing.
I think Tupac might be coming in, too. We were in talks with him, too.
Oh, boy.
We good?
I don't know. Where just keep rolling.
Roll the tape.
Another question we got to get to. Do you prefer Steve or Joe? From Blue's Clues.
Well, you want to take this one first?
I can if you don't want to.
Well, the thing about Steve and Joe from Blue's Clues.
Steve or Joe. Because Steve replaced Joe, or Joe replaced Steve. I can't quite remember.
You're sure? I don't know.
Oh, no, you're right. They were friends.
I'm more of a... I don't know which one's which. But I'm going to go with Joe. Better name. Joe.
I'm a blue guy, anyways. So, neither of them.
You can't be a blue guy.
Why can't I be a blue guy?
I was going to say blue, too, but I thought that wasn't part of the question.
You're right, it's not. I'm a big Joe guy as well. I like Steve. I like his stripes. I like his shirt. Yeah, Steve's the guy with the striped shirt. Joe's the new character who came in with the stupid... Get rid of Joe.
What do you mean, Team Joe?
Tim or Sid?
Oh,
We had so many questions from last night.
Sid, Maddie.
Tim or Sid?
Sid, for sure.
Sid Sixera?
Yeah.
I'm a big Tim guy.
Yeah.
I like his... He's got more of a subtle humor to him and not so outrageous. He's...
Yeah, a little less in your face, for sure.
Well, no, but not even that. Like, so Sid would be like a physical comedy kind of guy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know how physical comedy is when you hurt people to make jokes or like whatever, right?
Okay.
So he's like a physical comedy. It's very, I don't know what word I'm looking for. It's very in your face, up front.
Loud.
Easy to see. Tim, on the other hand... He's got your overt comedy, your kind of your underlying jokes. Oh, it's more sensual. It's a little smarter.
Sensual?
Sensual.
What?
Sensual.
Oh, okay.
Have you never had sensual comedy with Tim and Sid?
Nope.
What?
I think just the way Sid doesn't give a S about anything is hilarious. How he chirps his body. So I think that's fun. Like,
yeah, hey. Hey, I'm not saying he's not a funny guy. I'm just saying I'm a Tim fan.
Fair enough. I'm a Sid fan.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, question for you guys. Mark or Troy?
Yeah, let us know. Mark or Troy?
Put us against each other.
Yeah. We should have done a roast. We should do a roast sometime. With each other.
Yeah?
Why not?
I don't see why not.
We both taste good. Let's roast each other.
No.
Why not?
Not when you put it like that.
You go first. I'll roast you.
No.
And we're good to go.
No way, Jose. Friend or foe? We got any friend or foe or questions and answers?
Well, I think we just did some friend or foe. Do you want to answer that question? Oh, we got a mark. Nice. Maggie looks mark.
Woohoo! My boy, Maggie.
One thing I did want to bring up is So I noticed when I post an Instagram on Willie's World, it only gets 36 likes. But when you post one, we at least have 50. I also know sex sells.
Yeah.
The naked cheerleaders got a lot of votes.
Of course.
The skating one, yep. Where it looks like it got a lot of likes. Mm-hmm. The one where you are Jason Derulo with your shirt off, got a lot of likes.
Actual picture of me. I just put Jason Derulo behind me.
Although Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie. Jolie didn't get a lot.
I think that's because that was still pretty fresh.
No, because happened. Our first one got 62.
No, I meant the breakup.
The video got 508 views.
The breakup was still fresh.
Oh, so people didn't know how to... So
people were like, I don't know which theme I'm on yet. I can't like it. I feel bad if I'm Team Angelina. You know, I'm liking a picture with Jennifer in it.
Yeah, people definitely thought that.
It's a theory.
So, one thing I want to talk to you about was they're sending a train down to... Waterloo. The first LRT's coming down. They sent it yesterday.
Okay.
It's going to be here in 12 weeks.
Yeah. Where the hell is it coming from?
Thunder Bay.
Why?
Maybe not 12 weeks. I think it was 12 weeks.
Goodness.
Yeah. Something stupid like that.
3 months.
They send it on a train. They send a train on a train.
Yeah, well, they probably hook it up.
And it takes that long.
Wow.
It takes a long time. Maybe 6 weeks.
I don't know.
I cut that in half, so who knows what it is.
Yeah, you really have no idea.
No, but that's crazy. So it's coming though, and then they're going to be testing it.
Yeah.
And Mark, you said that you are applying to be a driver.
Yeah, conductor.
I don't know if they call them conductors on LRT. I think you're just a driver.
Yeah, but you're conducting.
Okay, sure.
I'm going to call them. When I'm in the job, I'm calling myself a conductor.
Is that a pretty fickle process? Pretty fickle job interview process?
No, not really. They said, hey, can you breathe?
They reached out to you?
Yeah.
Wow. And just asked if you could breathe.
Yep. I said, yes, sir, most of the time.
Polite answer.
Not when I'm underwater. I can't breathe.
Understandable.
Yeah. So they said, well, you're not going to be underwater when you're working, so would you like to be an LRT conductor? I said, yeah, sure. Income.
Man,
not making any money here.
That's going to be a sweet job, though.
Yeah.
Think about how cushy it is.
For sure.
You only can go on a track.
Yeah. Don't really have to steer that much.
Don't have to steer at all, I would think.
Maybe a little bit.
Why? Why would you have to steer?
I don't know.
The wheels are set on the track. They can only follow the track.
I haven't gone through my
train. I mean, I don't know. Oh, yeah, I haven't gone through the train.
No, so.
So we probably don't want to spoil that part.
But I'll probably just be in there, speed up, headphones in, maybe. Every once in a while, oh, this stop is so-and-so.
And on your left, Conestoga Mall.
Exactly. Peanuts.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to play a song? I need to fill up my water.
Yeah, we're going to play a song. This is about halfway.
Yep.
So.
I think it's halfway for sure.
So we're going to play Tupac's California Love by request. Shout out to the person who requested it. Thank you.
No problem.
See ya on the other side.
When we can. Yeah. If this is going to play. We're not sure.
It'll play.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Why not? Why wouldn't it play? Mm-hmm. All right. See you guys other side. The Dalai Lama.
The Dalai Lama. Friend of the show.
What a beauty. Guy's got great ideas. Check him out on the old Soul Project.
Yep. We also got a Mike Webley update. Maybe we'll...
Oh, let's get into that, because I think I let him down.
Yep, I think you did too.
I think I am a foe of Mike now.
Well, don't say that, because...
No, I think it's true, and I feel bad about it. But, you know, stuff happens.
Stuff does happen.
As they say, stuff happens.
Is it straight jacket or stray jacket?
I think it's straight. Why?
Fine.
Oh, love it. Thanks.
No problem. We were live, so if you guys
we're live.
If you guys missed,
now, we're live again.
Yeah, but if you missed the back half, or the first half, sorry, the show.
Yeah. Check it out.
We posted it, so you can...
We post.
If you're watching now and you're thinking, hey, where are these guys going with this?
Yeah. I'm always thinking that.
Me too.
Where are we going with this?
You can head on to Facebook. Or you're already on Facebook, probably, because you're
You're a beauty.
Because you're watching our live video right now. But, moral of the story, both live videos can be on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's so, Mike Webley update.
Yeah.
Why don't you let people know how...
Well, so... Mike was in the gym the other day, working on his fitness. I work at the gym, the Laurier gym here. And came into the office and said, "Hey, how's it going?" I was like, "Hey, good, man. Good to see you again. We're friends. We're tight. Me and Webs are, we're good guys together. We're passionate individuals. We talk. We're good." So I turned to him. I said, "Hey, what are you doing tonight?" And he says, "I don't know, man. Nothing. What are you doing?" I was like, "I might go out. Thinking of going out." He's like, "Oh, really?" Yeah. I was like, "Yeah, like, I'm in. I'm down." He's like, "Okay, nice." He's like, "Who else? Like, what were you thinking?" I was like, "I don't know. Finales told us, like, he might, Mark might want to, like, hoop." So a bunch of fellas said, "Hey, maybe we'll go out Thursday." And I got Webs all excited.
Yep.
Did he go out last night?
No, he did not.
Yeah. So I got him all excited. He sounded pumped about going out. And then I didn't go out at all. I didn't even bring it up again after that. And I feel a little bit ashamed. Because I shouldn't have brought it up in the first place. I pretty much knew I wouldn't be able to get my schoolwork done.
Yeah.
Before. And
honestly, I thought about it too.
Tough bounce.
We were obviously working on the same project. People don't know about the project, but that's fine. And I thought, you know what? I could, I'm getting some good work done here. I think I could go out tonight.
Yeah.
But before I left for work, Mike was like, "Hey, saw Troy at the gym. He sounds like he really wants to go out tonight."
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Oh, wow."
I thought it would have been a great idea.
I said, "You know what? We're mailing it in tomorrow. Makes sense. Why don't we go out and enjoy ourselves at least?"
Yeah. Yeah, maybe one or three.
Yeah. One or whatever.
But that didn't happen. So now I feel like I'm a foe of Mike's.
Yeah, he wasn't really happy with you.
So no.
Kept puttering around the house for Troy. He would mutter to himself.
I could see that.
Didn't know what it meant. But now I know.
Well.
You're a foe of your own show.
Yeah, that's tough. That is tough. It hurts me. It actually hurts me.
Keep getting these things, too.
What things?
Oh, 5 more comments. Wow.
I need to stop doing stuff.
Thank you, Dolly. Dolly says a mix between hockey and Quidditch.
Ooh. I don't know what that is.
Quidditch, like the Harry Potter.
No, I know, but what would be a mixture between hockey and Quidditch?
I don't know. Maybe you got
the lacrosse game I came up with on ice?
Actually, pretty close.
That actually is a pretty close to a mix between hockey and Quidditch. Kind of.
Like,
Quidditch has a lot of magic in it, though, which is tough to tough to actually do in real life.
For sure. But if there was a way to do it...
You know what? Honestly, if there's a will, there's a way, and I feel like a lot of people are listening to this, and they're getting excited about it, and they are going to want to do it. They're going to say, "Hey, I'm putting my brain to it."
I kind of want to do it now. Hockey Quidditch? Imagine flying around on one of those balloons.
That was the weirdest facial expression you could have made when talking about flying around on a broom.
Well, I didn't see it, so.
Wow, I saw it.
I guess I'll see it later tonight when I watch the Facebook Live.
I actually enjoy spending my nights watching our Facebook Live as well.
Your Friday nights?
My Friday nights, I just...
curled up with the dog.
Hunker in. Hunker down. And just turn on some Williams & Williams Facebook Live. Just watch as Mark and Troy don't really tell you about it.
Embarrassing themselves.
Yeah, but it's fun.
Real stuff just made
up. It's totally factual. Oh, no, not factual. What's the opposite of factual? It's totally fictional.
Yeah, fictional, fabricated.
Ooh, fabricated.
Which I don't get. Fabric. Fabric's a real thing. Well, I call it fabricated.
Ooh, I see where you're going with this. Thing. Interesting.
Yeah?
Interesting.
Also, Sister Tanya wants to know a little bit about March Madness. How does it work?
So, when March happens, there's a lot of pollen and hormones floating through the air from all the plants.
Of course.
So this causes animals and weak humans to become mad and enraged. Not in the sense that they're upset, but in the sense that they're spontaneous. Their emotions aren't under control as much.
Yeah.
They're a wreck, per se.
Wreck?
No, they are a wreck.
Oh.
Like a shipwreck, but...
Yeah, yeah. Like a
but
personal,
a wreck. Personal. A personal wreck.
Yeah.
So that's what happens over March Madness. And the reason they do a college basketball tournament is so that people can direct that madness...
All the emotions
into sport.
Yeah.
As a release from society... So that there aren't greater harms being done to the society.
Of course. So, without basketball, you think like the March crime rate or...
Yes.
People go on little sprees in March?
Yeah. Well, it was scientifically proven before March Madness happened.
Basketball.
The basketball.
Yeah.
So there was March Madness, the emotions from all the pollen, the sun comes out a little more... People get all just emotions. They're not used to them because of the long winter.
Of course. Years
so,
in the dark.
So March became a mad month for people. They were just, they wouldn't know how to be a human, a proper civilized human.
Yeah.
So they created this tournament, named it after March Madness so that people could direct these emotions at the tournament so that there weren't as many problems in society. And the stats say before pre-basketball tournament, thousands upon thousands of deaths and crimes and horrible things. But after March Madness tournament, the basketball, less and less of it, like 100, not thousands, 100. So the political systems are definitely happy about the tournament and they want to keep it around.
Yep. That's what I hear. Trump said, first thing, first order of business. Do you know this, actually? Trump's first order of business was to keep March Madness.
Yeah, only he doesn't fill out a bracket. But there was talk that, from his words, Crooked Hillary wanted to ruin March Madness by taking away the tournament.
Yeah, put her in jail.
Yeah. So that was first order of business for old Donald.
Big guy.
Donnie Trumpsky.
Why are you doing this?
Mark, you got a cameo. Come on. Speak to them. They're interested in you.
Oh, Sam Hunt.
This is your... No. This is your chance to look at the audience in the eye and say, hey, or maybe just talk to them. You have 30 seconds without me interrupting you. Go. You've had something on your mind this whole time.
All right.
Go. I won't interrupt you like I normally do. I'll let you talk. So it's your chance, Mark. Just, like, you have the floor. Go ahead to speak to everyone on your own, without me getting in the way.
We need, nice, whatever you want to say, you need to comment it right now. You got 40 seconds, something nice, something mean, whatever you want to say about Troy. And it'll be anonymous. We won't tell him who. Mm-hmm. Wow, they're coming in hot. Coming, keep them coming. People must like you.
Can't do that.
Oh,
I had to interrupt.
I'm reading it in my.
I had to interrupt.
A couple though.
Wow.
Got a couple, and wow, we only have 20. Real slow counting here. Okay, we got our first two. You want? Oh no, okay,
I can't
so
guess.
You're just gonna guess random names.
No, yeah,
like
I
mean, you could probably
that.
Guess anyway.
That could be any number of people.
Yeah. Could be, like every single coach you had.
Is it someone who's already been listed?
Ding ding.
Yes.
This.
Neil or Joe. Ron. Yep, I do need to pack my chin.
You do. Pack a lunch too. Tough shoulders. This one you might not guess.
Ooh, tough shoulders. Is this a repeat listener or a new one?
Repeat listener.
I have no clue. Brew Breaker? Just listen on radio. You got to head over to our Facebook Live at Williams Mornings.
Got one more. Soft Barrel.
Soft Barrel?
Yeah.
Did you just... Interesting.
It may or may not be. I guess that's the name
Colton.
Of the...
Colton.
Yeah, you're good at this, man.
All right. People are loving the segment, I guess.
Troy has the fairest skin. I love how it glistens in the sun. Well, that you think of Bronwyn in that way.
Who thinks I have fair skin that glistens in... My friend, Neil, friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
I wouldn't have guessed that he's noticed...
Well, apparently he does.
Neil, good to hear. That'll be exciting stuff.
Bronwyn says she was for sure thinking it.
Yeah.
All right, we done?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. That was apparently like you.
Oh, my skin is fair.
There you go. This is your fair skin right there.
There's my...
Mm-hmm.
Holy.
Look how many people we got now.
Wow. Hey, thanks.
Flying high.
What's this all about?
It's my friend. Get involved. Didn't do it, though. She's too cool to comment.
She's too cool.
Too cool.
The other thing we should note is that, Mark, you're going on a trip for Reading Week.
Yeah.
In Diago. And it means Wales to China. 2% discount coupon for the store of their choice. We'll wrap. Did I not say it loud enough?
Say it a little louder for the people.
Been muted the whole time.
Have you?
So good thing I was yelling.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Good thing we got Facebook Live coming up here.
Yeah.
Can I comment and get the 2% discount?
And then we will find out what store you would choose.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that, I don't know why.
No.
I don't usually buy stuff. I don't. I just kind of kill time. Still.
Ah, darn it.
You messed up, didn't you? Justin Rasmussen, you have won 2% off to the store of your choice. I love Mail It In Friday. This is so much
fun. You should mail it in every Friday.
I don't know why we don't.
I'm having a great
time.
Coming
up with topics. Big league banter. Actually, let's get to minor league banter first.
Yeah.
And let's...
Yeah.
So this week's athletes, it's two new athletes, which is awesome. Here at Williams-Williams-Moore, couldn't be more proud of the athletes of the week this week. They, each of them in their respective sport.
Yeah.
Athletes representing Laurier well. Representing their sport well, athletes of the week at Laurier.
Way to go.
Yeah. To the same school as you two.
Yeah. Wow. You, that's a passionate. I'm the athlete of the week.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about me.
Yeah.
On the world famous Williams
and
Williams.
And the other thing we should talk about in minor league banter is the men's hockey team won. A
lot of hype.
Huge, huge hype.
They played tonight in Windsor.
Why not?
Got to, gear up for the... I already talked about this.
What are you doing down in San Diego?
A little bit of beach.
So, are you going to hit golf balls in the ocean?
Maybe.
That'd be fun.
Actually,
you had something on your chest you wanted to get off about the NHL right now.
What was that?
Yeah. Claude Julien. Tell the people.
I honestly have no idea what you're talking about.
When we came in and you said, oh, we should do some... So, Major League Banter, there's been a lot of coaches fired this year. We have the Boston Bruins fired Claude Julien recently. The Minnesota Big Man Hitchcock.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one more. Florida.
Yep.
Surprisingly enough, since the firing, all of these teams have winning records.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the moral of the story. If you're not happy with your life, fire someone. I love that.
Focus on myself.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Hey,
you ever thought of that?
Just sit back and wait for
people. Yeah.
For sure.
I don't think. Is there a male version of honey? Or is it just like...
I think
you can
be
anybody.
Honey. It's like, honey.
That's not how it goes.
Something like that. Yeah. Body like a back row.
I didn't break down those lyrics.
Clearly not well enough for Troy.
So, the
Raz,
other thing we should talk
first
about...
First of all, Raz, you got 19 minutes. To decide.
The other thing we should talk about is in Big League Banter.
You can say they're going to surge up the standings.
Hey, it would be.
maybe. They were there before, so maybe.
Perfect. Raz, we will have your 2% off coupon for Victoria Star Motors. 2% off a $60,000 car.
Hey, that's like.
$3,000. One of the two.
Let's work it out.
We'll get our people on. This guy didn't play. He was traded. He missed the first game, which is understandable because he couldn't get there in time. And then he missed the next game, too, because he was tired from physicals and should be in the lineup.
Because of the All-Star break, but...
No, he should be in the lineup.
Yeah, well, for sure. But I heard it was because...
Oh, to finalize the trade.
The trade can't go, because if they find something, obviously, with Terrence. But,
Steve Aoki.
Yeah. So that's right before the game at Pacific. 6 o'clock.
Anyway, he didn't play. All-star break coming up over the week. DeMar DeRozan. Are you going to watch any of that, Mark?
Because I'm gonna
I just be, like watching.
I'm going to be in San Diego.
When do you leave?
Saturday morning. Like, dark, right?
That's early.
Got to be at the airport. I don't know. We're heading over to our boy Raz's in Georgetown. Well, but I'm driving to San Diego.
Oh!
Closer to... So instead of sleeping here and waking up, driving with Webs.
They're going to San Diego, too. I thought you were going with your family.
Well, part of my family's going.
Like, well, I know that your parents are going.
Hey, quit talking about San Diego. No, yeah, Rouse Webs are coming.
Love it. Thanks. Well, that's awesome. I would have surprised I didn't get the invite. It's weird. Couldn't have gone, but thanks, Mark. Thanks for the invite, but I can't. Can't go. Got a busy reading with... Yeah, and I have a job shadow view.
What's that?
I'm just job shadowing a gentleman. Yeah, basically, what I'm trying to tell you is I'm busy.
It's actually a thing called the shadow view?
No, I just called it that. Oh. English is my language. Make it up. So, yeah, that's going to be an exciting reading.
No, that my uncle has a condo.
Right.
Like a time share.
You guys all stay in the condo?
Yeah. Same room. Bunk beds, baby. People.
So who gets the top bunk?
I don't know. I wouldn't mind top bunk.
You're a top bunk?
Too many, and I got to climb up there, you know?
Mm.
But we're not going to eat mom. Okay, you want to play a song? We're going to play a song?
Yeah, we're going to play one. And this is Black by Dirk. Ah.
So you, 600 people watching, you hold on.
I actually really like this song.
Hey, you want to play a song? How about we were looking at... Okay, so the plan was that we were going to drive to L.A. for a night.
Yeah.
So we got... That's our new one. Mom and Dad.
Face the back to your knees. Take you all the trip. Flip that new flat on my back. Yeah, just keep doing that. That thing you're doing there. Crush me with your hair. I swear I don't know how long that I can last. Make my world.